Southwest wind up to 5 miles per hour. And as mentioned, no precipitation today or yesterday. Yesterday's high was 38 with clear skies, some frost on the windshield. We're currently at 26 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Time now for a news update from ABC, sponsored on WRCO by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement, a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Recovery efforts continue at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. ABC's Perry Russum is there with more on the remains of the two construction workers who were found on Wednesday.
Emergency workers had started telling the construction workers to get off the bridge, but it was too late for some. Divers recovered the bodies of two workers from a red truck submerged in 25 feet of water. Officials have now paused the search for the four other missing workers, saying the wreckage in the water makes it too dangerous to continue.
It is sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange SBX. Prosecutors are asking for more than 30 years behind bars for defrauding investors. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5 years behind bars. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, about an hour and a half west of Chicago. 15-year-old girl among the four people killed. The suspect is in custody. No motive. Another big jackpot. Nobody won Powerball last night. Top prize for this weekend, more than $900 million. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a new law to try to help homeowners who have seen their properties taken over by squatters. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
Effective July 1st, any property owner dealing with a squatter can go to their local sheriff, show proof of ownership, sign a form, and get the squatter tossed out. All 50 states have some form of a squatter's rights law meant to protect long-term tenants from eviction, often leading to a lengthy and expensive court process for the owner.
Two big cocaine busts in Colombia, one in a speedboat, was caught with more than 3 tons of drugs on board, worth about $113 million. In another, 2 tons of cocaine was found at a port packed in avocados. And the future of the dachshund may be in danger. In Germany, a bill there calls for a ban on the breeding of the so-called little sausage dogs for their legs and long bodies that can cause spinal problems for them. Critics of the bill say the breed is part of Germany's heritage, though. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports on your Thursday, sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Brewers and their fans will have to wait one more day. Lambeau Field lease negotiations put on hold. And next up for Marquette in the big dance, North Carolina State. We'll have those stories when sports continues after this message from the Richland Hospital.
More than 190 million women around the world suffer from endometriosis, a physical ailment that occurs when excess tissue begins growing on the outside of the uterus. Common symptoms include abdominal cramping, painful menstrual cycles, and infertility. If you're experiencing pelvic pain or excessive bleeding during menstruation, it's time to talk to your doctor. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we can diagnose your condition and reduce complications.
Good morning. With a look at sports in for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. It's been a long off season. season, but Mets and Brewer fans will have to wait one more day. Today's season opener at Citi Field has been postponed by a weather forecast that is filled with rain. Now, if the sky clears in time for the game on Friday, Freddie Peralta will take the bump for the new manager, Pat Murphy. He'll be opposed by veteran lefty Jose Quintana. The first pitch is set for 12:40 Central Time on Friday. Lambeau Field lease negotiations between the city of Green Bay and the Packers have been put on hold. The two sides are not even close to an agreement yet. The current lease runs for another 9 years, and a team official says the Packers want a 30-year extension. The suspension of talks has led the team to put an $80 million improvement project on hold as well. It would have renovated the concourse at Lambeau Field ahead of next year's NFL draft, which is set to be held in Green Bay. Next up for Marquette in the NCAA tournament in North Carolina is North Carolina State at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, being played tomorrow. The Golden Eagles are a second seed. The Wolfpack check in at 11th. The winner of that game will meet either Houston or Duke on Sunday in battle to advance to the Final Four. It was 50 years ago this NCAA tournament that North Carolina State defeated Marquette and won the national title. And former Bucks guard Jrue Holiday told ESPN he was taking a nap. Someone woke him up and told him he'd been traded to Boston. He ended up going to Portland as part of that three-way deal that sent Damian Lillard to Milwaukee. Then Portland shipped him off to the Celtics. Holiday says he didn't pick up when general manager John Horst called him. A few minutes later, he says his agent called and told him he should return that telephone call. Holiday is averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds, along with 4 assists for the Celtics, one of the top favorites for this year's NBA championship. That's a look at sports for your Thursday morning, brought to you by the Richland Hospital. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for lots of sunshine for your Thursday. Still breezy with a west wind between 15 and 20 miles per hour, a high today of 45. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight, down to 22 for an overnight low. Friday, partly sunny and warmer, 55. Rain likely by Friday night, late in the evening, will drop down to 35. Drizzle possible around daybreak Saturday, otherwise a few peaks of sun later on, a high of 51. Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of light showers, especially late in the day, a high of 51. And Monday, back to the work week. Breezy with a 50% chance of rain and a high of 47. The extended outlook Tuesday and Wednesday, both days, middle 40s.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Jersey on the wall in a high school gym in my hometown, in the corner by the scoreboard where the bleacher seats fold down. 27 took the Tigers to the finals that year, but that's not why it's hanging there. If I ever get to heaven, snowflake, are you angry when the earth quakes? How does the sky change in a minute? How do you keep this big rock spinning? And why can't you stop a car from crashing? Forgive me, I'm just asking. Somewhere there's a yearbook in a box under a bed, with a senior picture missing and loving memory instead. And somewhere there's
That song was released 5 years ago by Tennille Towns, Jersey on the Wall. She's just asking at 6:12. We're at 25 wake-up degrees for your Thursday, March 28th get-together. Here's a Star-Spangled Celebration memory with Regina. Regina!
I wanted to know about tenderness, about the magic in a kiss and all the rest. It was easy for you to play the part of a Romeo to my willing heart. I gave it freely. Oh, you showed me just a little more than I wanted to know it, just a little further than I wanted to go. I found out it can twist me, turn me, soothe me, burn me, leave me all mixed up. That's just a little more than I wanted to know about love. It's a real good lesson I learned from you. The more you give, the more you stand to.
The Family Thrift Shop is having an Easter treasure sale this week, Wednesday through Saturday. Crack open an egg and receive a 25, 50, or 75% discount on your entire clothing purchase. All white, gray, or blue tags are excluded from the sale. They'll be closing at noon on Friday and will reopen at 10 on Saturday. Shop at the Family Thrift Shop, where your donations and the profits from your purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. Thank you from the entire staff at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street, downtown Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said I get nervous, maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
Archie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Archie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Archie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Join Added Touch Floral and Gifts this Saturday from 10 until noon for a hoppy Easter celebration. Meet the Easter Bunny and explore their blooming selection of Easter lilies, tulips, bulb plants, and calla lilies. Spruce up your home with their charming spring decor. Don't miss out on Easter fun at Added Touch Floral and Gifts.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
That's Minnie McCready. A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do on a Thursday morning. That's probably get ready for work today. 6:21:25 with Mr. Travis.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone.
One lone star waving in the wind. Longhorn standing proud behind a rusty barbed wire fence. Cowboy hats, hearts that never bend. But I was born and raised a Texan and will be till the end. As I travel down that blue bonnet highway, by the oil fields and the ranches and the blood that fell like rain. The heroes' hearts fought to change our name. Tejas to Texas, where the Lone Star proudly waves. And as I travel down that blue bonnet highway, I'm thankful I was born a lucky man. And I know that I live and die my own way. Somewhere between the Red and Rio Grande.
And I know that I live and die my own way. Somewhere between the red and Rio Grande.
Is in the air, and so is the buzz at the Avoca Mercantile. They're shaking off the winter slumber and gearing up for a grand reopening on April 2nd. Get ready to experience a whole new vibe as they unveil their fresh spring look. Join them Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. for an adventure in shopping. From unique finds to seasonal delights, the Avoca Mercantile has something special in store just for you. Don't miss out. Mark your calendars and be a part of the excitement. See you soon at the Avoca Mercantile.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, the Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with five shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 6:30, 25 degrees. Time for a news update sponsored by Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Lots of sunshine, still a bit breezy, 45 for your Thursday. Clear to partly cloudy, chilly tonight, down to 22. Partly sunny, warmer, 55 tomorrow, 51 on Saturday, and 51 again as we wrap up the weekend for Easter Sunday. Currently, we're at 25 degrees at WRCO. Our news continues in a moment.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Adam Hass. Here's what you need to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin with the latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll out. 46% of registered Wisconsin voters back Biden, 45% support Trump. Last month, Trump had a 4-point lead. He'll campaign in Green Bay this coming Tuesday. Wisconsin and other large dairy-producing states are keeping an eye on reports of bird flu in dairy cows in Texas and Kansas. Cattle infected with bird flu typically recover and don't have to be euthanized. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says milk from sick cattle does not get into the food supply, but the farmers should report any illnesses to the state. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed into law bipartisan bills designed to better protect the safety of judges following the killing of a retired judge and combat the rise in human trafficking. In total, Evers signed 29 crime-related bills yesterday, most of which passed with broad bipartisan support. The Wisconsin Supreme Court had recommended 3 bills that Evers signed that were introduced in response to threats of violence against judges. Another bill Evers signed will ensure full staffing of an office that assists schools in addressing safety concerns. Evers also signed a measure that will increase the penalty for fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer. As students continue facing growing mental health challenges, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced it has allocated nearly $12 million in federal funding to local education agencies across the state to help meet their unique individual needs. The Stronger Connections competitive grant is part of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act legislation signed into law by President Joe Biden of June 2022. CESA 3, Wisconsin school districts receiving funding include Boscobel, River Ridge, and Southwestern. In addition to helping school districts establish safe, inclusive, healthy, and supportive learning opportunities and environments for students, grant funding will provide the opportunity for school districts to implement comprehensive, evidence-based strategies and increase access to place-based interventions and services. The American Red Cross urges people of all blood types, especially those with type O, to make a donation as soon as possible. There's a blood drive being held today from noon until 5 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. A blood drive will also be held tomorrow from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS building. To book a time, you can visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. If time allows, walk-ins will be accepted. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Grace is offering a fun outdoor running event for all ages and abilities Saturday, May 18th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building, 950 North Orange Street. That's in Richland Center. Race for Grace offers a quarter-mile kids run, 1-mile run walk, 5K run walk, and a 10K run. Al Kazubski is on the Grace Board of Directors.
We're definitely keep it family friendly. We want this, you know, to be a fun event. So, you know, it's going to be in the morning, so it's not going to be real hot yet. And it's not real early. We're going to be starting, you know, for the kids run, I think at 7:45 we're starting. And then the next run's at 8 and shortly after that. So it's going to get rolling and we'll be done by 10 a.m. So you'll have the rest of the day, you know, maybe to head over to the Morel Mushroom Festival or something after that.
Those that register for Race for Grace before May 2nd will receive a t-shirt and swag bag loaded with goodies from Grace and local businesses. There's also a discount for those that register before April 1st.
The end of March is the end of our discount for people registering for the race. So if you want the best deal, hurry up and sign up. You know, go to walkwithgrace.com and look for the Race for Grace option. And you can sign up online for either the 1 mile walk or run, the 5K walk or run, and the 10K run, and also the quarter mile kids run. So you've got all kinds of options, whether you want to walk it, run it, or just jog it, maybe do it backwards. We don't really care.
Race for Grace serves dual purposes, raising funds for those battling cancer while also encouraging people to be more active.
We're hoping for great weather for the walk in August, but we also would love some great weather for the run and the race, you know, on May 18th. That would be great too. But yeah, you can come out that morning. We'll have early registration and packet pickup that morning from 6 to 7:30. We would like all people to be registered. You know, you're late. Really procrastinators that come that morning, try to get there by 7:30 because we are going to start festivities. You know, we're going to have the national anthem probably at 7:40. So we really need people there for sure by 7:30 to sign up. But you can sign up that day but there won't be a guarantee of a t-shirt, and we also have swag bags.
Registration is available online or at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center.
Some of the people were like, well, you know, I don't feel comfortable signing up online because, you know, our main goal is to get most people to sign up online at walkwithgrace.com. We are going to have a manual option, a paper option. So for people that are not comfortable using a credit card online or just signing up online, you can go to the Grace office, which is located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. And we have limited hours. The office is staffed on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 1. But if you come in those times, we have registration sign-up sheets, and you can pay then as well. I guess all we ask is that you bring either exact change or you're willing to donate extra if you don't have exact change. But we don't have change for you. Or you can write a check made out to Grace. So we do have that option. We want to let people know that.
Race for Grace will be held on Saturday, May 18th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building. Register before April 1st to take advantage of reduced registration costs at $15 for the quarter-mile kids run, $20 for the one-mile run walk, $30 for the 5K run walk, and $40 for the 10K. Registration, as mentioned, is available online, walkwithgrace.com, or in person at the Grace office.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Your Sunrise in the Center forecast as we bring in meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Lots of sunshine, a bit breezy still today. We're going to see winds anywhere between 15 and 20 miles per hour throughout the day, but a high temperature of 45. Chilly tonight, a few clouds moving in, 22 for a low. Then we start a bit of a warm-up for tomorrow, 55, partly sunny and warmer, 35 Friday night. We drop down to 51, but still in the 50s for the weekend. Saturday, we may see some peaks of sun late in the day. Then Sunday, Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy, some light rain showers, especially late in the day. We're going to top off at 51, then back to the work week Monday, chance of rain and 47. We're back down to our morning low with clear skies, some frost on the windshield, and we're at 25 degrees. Sports is on the way next.
Hop into Easter at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. On Saturday, March 30th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., stop by and check out our family-friendly event featuring some very special fuzzy guests from Tiny Acres Farms. Be sure to sign up for a chance to win our Easter giveaways, free pinwheels for the kids while supplies last. Mark your calendars. We'd love to see you. Happy Easter from all of us at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and Tiny Acres Farms.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, sponsored today by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living by heading to Simon's. Also brought to you by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. The Brewers season opener is a no-go for today. We'll tell you why. Lambeau Field and Green Bay, they're at odds. We'll tell you what's going on there. And how about former Bucks guard Drew Holiday? Found out he was traded when they had to wake him up from a nap. He spoke to ESPN. We'll have those stories in a moment.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
With sports on WRCO-FM, WRCE, and for Civic Media, I'm Adam Hess. Well, it's been a long offseason, and Brewer fans and Met fans and players will have to wait one more day at least. Today's season opener at Citi Field in New York City has been postponed by a weather forecast that has been filled with rain. The skies may clear, they may not. Enough time for tomorrow's game. If it does, Freddie Peralta will take the bump for Milwaukee and their new manager, Pat Murphy. He'll be opposed by a veteran lefty, Jose Quintana. First pitch is set tomorrow at 12:40 Central. The Wisconsin women's basketball team welcomes Illinois State to the Kohl Center today in the Super 16 round of the WNIT. Tip-off is 7. The Badgers are making their first appearance in over 13 seasons. Illinois State was the team that ended the season for UW back in 2011, the last time they were in the WNIT. Lambeau Field lease negotiations between the city of Green Bay and the Packers have been put on hold. The two sides aren't even close to an agreement right now. The current lease, however, runs for another 9 years, so they have time. But a team official say that the Packers want a 30-year extension, and since the talks were put on hold, so is an $80 million improvement project. That would have renovated the concourse at Lambeau ahead of next year's NFL draft, which will be held in Green Bay. Up next for Marquette in the NCAA tournament is North Carolina State. That's tomorrow. That game will be played at American Airlines Center in Dallas. The Golden Eagles are a second seed. The Wolfpack check in at 11th. Now, the winner of that game will take on Houston or Duke on Sunday. They'll do battle for the right to advance to the Final Four. 50 years ago, it was North Carolina State defeating Marquette to win the national championship. Former Bucks guard Jrue Holiday told ESPN he was taking a nap when he got a phone call to find out he'd been traded to Boston. Now, he went to Portland as part of the three-way deal that sent Damian Lillard to Milwaukee. Portland then shipped him off to the Celtics. Holiday says he didn't pick up the phone when general manager John Horst called him. A few minutes later, he says his agent called. He picked that one up. And his agent said, you probably need to return that call to the Bucks. Holiday is averaging 12.8 points, 5.4 rebounds, and 4.9 assists a game for the Celtics, who many believe are a contender for this year's NBA championship. And speaking of the NBA, winners include Charlotte, Brooklyn, New York, Atlanta, the Clippers, Minnesota, Chicago, the Lakers, San Antonio strolled, and Phoenix picked up a win as well. And two overtime games wins include Brooklyn and Houston picking up OT wins. That's a look at sports for your Thursday. I'm Adam Hess, in for Phil Nee.
Does relaxing in a warm swimming pool, hot tub, and sauna sound like an enjoyable way to spend time with your family and friends? Simon's Recreation Complex is your public indoor heated swimming pool, located on the UW-Platteville-Richland campus. While the campus may be closing, Simon's Recreation Complex is open and continues to meet the fitness and recreation needs of Southwest Wisconsin community. The swimming pool is open to the public daily for lap swimming, water walking, water basketball, and for splashing with the children. The swimming pool is now open extended hours through April 30th. Friday night, the pool is open until 8:40 p.m. Saturday pool hours are 7:30 a.m. to 3:55 p.m. Sunday pool hours are 1 p.m. to 4:55 p.m. The cost for non-members to swim is $5. Visit Simon's Recreation Complex this winter and spring to stay active and stay warm. Call 647-8522 or on the web at simonsrec.com.
You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns, and you know you've missed it.
Hey, Alexa, play WRCO-FM 100.9 from TuneIn.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hello, this is Karen Tepley, and I have proudly served as an alderperson for nearly 6 years. During this time, I've collaborated closely with city staff and department heads on various impactful projects, such as wayfinding signage and the Cobblestone Hotel project. Recently, our current mayor stated that his only platform is and will always be economic development. I assure you that the commendable work on many of the mentioned projects was spearheaded by individuals like Jason Glassbrenner, our economic development director, our administrator, Ashley Oliphant, and by other professionals on staff. Based on their information, your representatives, the decision makers on council, would have voted to move the project forward or not. As your mayor, I pledge to uphold the role outlined by state statutes, offering assistance when necessary and stepping aside to allow skilled professionals to lead. If you share the vision of collaborative and transparent leadership, I humbly ask for your vote for me, Karen Tepley, for mayor on April 2nd. Together, let's build a stronger Richland Center.
The Family Thrift Shop is having an Easter treasure sale this week, Wednesday through Saturday. Crack open an egg and receive a 25, 50, or 75% discount on your entire clothing purchase. All white, gray, or blue tags are excluded from the sale. They'll be closing at noon on Friday and will reopen at 10 on Saturday. Shop at the Family Thrift Shop, where your donations and the profits from your purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. Thank you from the entire staff at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street, downtown Richland Center.
Hey, 652, we're working through your Thursday. 720, you know what that means, right? It's the roundup. Hanky and Panky. Well, you know, it's Phil and Hank, but I'm playing the part of Philip. We'll see who approves our message. 652 with Jody.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson, and even somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given. And I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Well, you better believe I'm not going through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them now.
back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down.
Jody Messina, Lesson in Leaving High School Sports. Scheduled for tonight, Portage at River Valley Baseball, Mount Horeb at River Valley Softball. Cashton is at Riverdale in Baseball, Boscobel at Riverdale Softball, Weston at DeSoto Baseball, North Crawford travels to Kickapoo to play baseball. We're traveling to 7 o'clock. During that hour, it is your statewide text to win contest from Civic Media. We'll give you the keyword and all the details you need after 7. 7:20, it's the roundup. 7:30, birthdays and anniversaries.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar and salt. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault. Stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame.
you've got to blame someone.
It's my own day.
There you go, Jimmy. You figured it out. Blame yourself. You know, Margaritaville might not be a bad place to visit tonight for your Thursday night as we get set to head into a what should be maybe a longer weekend for some people as we celebrate Easter. However you celebrate, you know, just take the time and spend with your family. Time for a news update. This is courtesy of the ABC News Network on WRCO-FM 100.9, AM 1450, WRCE-FM 107.7, and Civic Media. It's sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. And by Jones Chevrolet Buick Chevy Find New Roads, along with Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.
It's always Truck Month at Jones Chevrolet.